from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not such a good night in the desert last night. Max Fried did his part. 6 innings, gave up 1 run. Walked 3, struck out 7. He kind of had to pitch himself in and out of trouble last night, but he did quite well. And the guy whose name I can't pronounce?
Fott. Fott is what they kept calling him last
night,
I believe is what it was.
I'll just go with that. And he looked really good. 6 innings, shutout baseball. And Brandon Fott, he's got some nasty, tight breaking stuff is what I noticed. He doesn't always control it well, but there you can see the spin rate on his breaking stuff. It looks spectacular.
Yeah, he's they were talking about yesterday, he's got that sweeper.
Yep.
That he likes to throw.
Is sweeping the league.
He likes to throw. He mixes his four-seam and his sweeper a lot. Those are his two most used pitches. Max Fried said last night after the game, he goes, it's weird because that's the best my mechanics have felt in quite a while. This is a guy that last night, and he's like, he goes,
that's,
you know,
interesting.
And he only gave up. You go look at the stat line. He gave up 5 hits. He walked three. But still had 7 strikes. And he struck out the last 4 batters he faced.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gives up that home run on the changeup, which honestly, Rob, I want to get your take on it, because where it looked like it was off the plate.
Yep.
But I think it was just getting too much of it. I think he wanted to miss maybe lower.
Yep.
Maybe he missed high. And it was a bomb, but you go look at that. He loads the bases, and after that, and then gets the last guy on a strikeout, and then strikes out the side to end the night on like 107 pitches. The Braves, though, didn't score any runs, but they had some really hard hit balls, including in the 9th inning. Olsen's out would have been a home run in half the ballparks
right.
in the league.
How many balls like that have been the case in this series? So,
yeah. And Sean Murphy's.
That's a big ballpark. It's 413 to center, so it's a big ballpark.
Sean Murphy's double, or would have been a double at least, yeah. Where I think Corbin Carroll called it. It might have been Corbin. It might have been one of their outfielders. Catches it literally on the track in the 8th inning. That would have been a home run, because to your point, that was dead center at 413, so that would have been 400 at least.
And you go to the size of the ballpark and the fact the roof is on, so that's gonna eliminate some carry also. Remember last weekend how the ball's really carrying up there at Truist?
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets hot, the ball's going to carry.
You know what's funny is that's the way golf is too. If you're hitting your driver with some power and you hit it yesterday, Carter, the guy I play with, we're on a par 5, and nobody reaches the creek
yep.
in the wintertime. But if you reach the creek that divides the hole in the summertime, you it's reachable. He drove it into the creek. And it sucks because it's a good drive.
How much distance is added between winter and when it gets hot as far as the creek goes? What, you get another 50 yards? What do you get, 20 yards?
I would say at least 30. Yeah. If you know how to hit it. Now, it's not me. Right. It's not helping me because I suck. But but he can bomb it off tee. And, yeah, it was at least 30. And it's the same situation. It's what drives me nuts, and I say this all the time. I listen to way too much media, sports talk. I read too many articles, all that stuff. And I heard it again yesterday. It was like, oh, you know, it'd be nice if the Braves get another starting pitcher. For what? Is he going to hit? Is he going to be like John Smoltz and Tom Glavine that he hits well?
Because, or Max Fried.
Yeah, or Max Fried. Maybe Max Fried can start pinch hitting. But last night, and Mark Bowman wrote a good article, but, you know, it was like, how do you get the Braves going? Olson. He even had to think, is move Riley to two. Ozzie Albies had a great series against Philly. His swings last night looked like there was no effort in them, and I don't mean in the good way. I mean, like, he just was going through the motions with his swings, especially from, you know, he's not been very good, I think, from the left side of the plate.
I wonder if it's because he was fooled.
Maybe. It might be. But Bowman's thing was, like, move Riley to two, move Ozuna to three, and you have Olson and you can probably put Murphy,
yep,
and maybe Darnold, whoever's in there. But then Michael Harris has come back, but he's like, then you just got to trade for a guy. And it's more obvious than ever that you need to trade for a corner outfielder. No, guys, do not throw names out that were that are going to be here for 2-3 years, because it ain't happening. You need a guy at the end of a contract.
Let's just get a rental and get on with our life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I do want to get your take when we come back. I know we're going to hit the front page, but it's a front page story. I want to get your take on Paul Skeens being lifted after 7 in a no-no bid.
Well, that's coming up next in the front page. And by the way, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, and you best get your ass to packing. I'm going to come back at the front page. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.